You said you lost what, like 300K?
We lost like 400 grand.
You lost 400 grand.
Yeah.
Right before that, like mentally, where were you at?
I thought I was on top of the world. Really? But I was doing it.
Yeah. Really?
No, I did.
But you didn't see that money wasn't coming in?
No, because I was so focused on like the views and the podcast. Well, we weren't even doing the podcast at the time. I was focused on watching everyone else's business get better. And because
I saw
their business get better, I thought our business was getting better.
Yeah.
And I would hear from the sales team like, hey guys, we need to do more deals. We got no deals. We also made the mistake of going out of state. We went to North Carolina, South Carolina, Oklahoma. We did okay in Oklahoma, but we lost our ass in South Carolina. Right.
Really?
Because we were following what was trendy.
Yeah.
Everybody was going out of state. Focused. Everyone was, no, I wasn't focused on our market.
Yeah.
Where do I know people? Southern California. What markets do I know? Southern California.
Yeah.
What can I comp without even having to think about it?
Yeah.
Southern California.
Yeah.
It would take us an hour to comp a deal in North Carolina when we could be getting a deal in Southern California.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, I was
you were doing really quick. You were doing what you should, but not where you should.
Exactly. Oh,
bro, this answers everything.
There
bro.
It is. In a wrong area. And then what's the next part to that?
For the right, where you should, for the correct reasons.
And I was doing it for the wrong reasons.
What was I doing it for?
The clout.
Exactly. You were chasing what other people are doing. You're watching Alex Hormozi. You're watching, this other guy. You're watching this other guy. And you're like, all right, like.
The clout.
Yeah.
And you know, it's crazy. My wife said, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? She goes, why are you doing this? And I, she won't tell me. I told you so. She won't say it, but she looks at me with those eyes like,
all right.
I fucking told you so.
She's nice. Right. You have a nice wife.
I love my wife.
Yeah, because my wife would have been like, I told you, you dumbass.
And there are some deals where she's like, what did you just do? Right. And you know what's funny? On our way over here, she just says, let's just not lose any more money. Can we just not lose any more
money? Dang.
And I'm like, and dude, that hit hard.
That sucks.
Because I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But I know now. Now blinders are on. I'm doing what I need to be doing in the right area.
Yeah.
Right. And it's clear, dude. We've had the last 4 months have been insane.
Yeah.
The people are part of our organization. They love it. Our assistants making good money. Everyone's making good money. Like now we're like, okay, now we know what we need to be doing. Right. And you know what's funny? You know, I had this conversation with Damon over at Seller's Advantage, right? Damon's like, he's like, why are you running so fast in the wrong direction? Why are you running so fast in the wrong direction? He goes, there's a reason why a lot of people don't know who we are. There's a reason for it. And then I heard something from, who's the guy on Shark Tank? He owns the-
Damon John.
No, the other, Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban goes, Adrian, or he didn't talk to me.
I'm like, damn, Mark Cuban met you?
I was watching a video and he was talking to me. And in my mind, he was saying, Adrian.
Yeah.
Right? He goes, if you know something that's getting you ahead in the market, why would you go tell other people about it?
I know. I think about that too.
He says, if I did that with my first tech company, I would not be Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
And it hit and I'm like, he's fucking right.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So
but I heard him say Adrian.
Yeah. I mean, I think like this might, I hope people will be able to relate it to themselves. It sucks because sometimes people can't if it's not like directly to them, but right. That type of mindset of like following the clout, doing what others are doing, like you're fantasizing on who you are. Right. When you're really not that guy.
Most definitely.
You're not that guy, pal. Like,
no.
Some people right. need that. And that's why some people like me, because I'll tell people straight up. But it sucks because that's usually what's holding people back. It's like they're, especially right now, they think they're better than what they actually are.
Most definitely.
So including myself, like there's been multiple times where I'm like, dude, I've built this. I've done this. We've done that. And then we make a mistake, we get our butts handed to us, we find leads in our CRM that we haven't called. And I'm like,
what's going on?
Am I an idiot? Like, what is going on? Like, okay, next thing I want to talk about. So I think Ryan mentioned it on one of the calls, but just because you delegate something does not mean that it's not your responsibility anymore.
Mm.
And that, especially as a business owner. So as a business owner, you could say, well, my editor didn't do this right. Well, guess what, bro? It's still your fault.
Falls back on you.
You didn't train them. Yep. You didn't give them the tools. Yep. You didn't hold them accountable. Yep. You set the expectation that they could do this XYZ. So do you want to speak on that? Because literally that's what we've been going through.
Well, yeah, it's like what we went through. I do not blame anybody that we hired. I blame myself. Yeah. And as we were letting people go, I'm like, I take responsibility. This is my fault. I did a poor job on training you. I did a poor job on setting the right example.
Damn, that sucks.
Right. And it's, but what's that book? Extreme Ownership.
Yeah.
We have, every leader has to take extreme ownership.
Yep.
Right. And I had to re-listen to that book for me to realize, like, I got to take ownership for what I did.
Yeah.
Like, you're not making money, not because of you. You're not making money because I chose not to lead from the right way.
Yeah.
And some of you guys need to realize that.
Yeah.
You need to realize and stop putting the blame on everybody else.
Yeah.
Because in order for you to get better, you have to realize the shit that you messed up on first.
Yeah.
And you have to get very aware of it and then decide what you need to do to get better at it.
100%.
Right. And so even today, dude, when a deal falls out, I'm the first person to walk into the office and say, my fault.
Yeah.
And they're like, you didn't even know about the deal. Exactly. My fault. I should have known about it. Had I known about it, we maybe could have fixed it.
Yep. That literally just happened with my new acquisition person. She sent me a deal. I was like, I ran the numbers. She was like, yeah, the agent said that we would get it at, well, I'll just give random numbers, 265. She said, we get it. I ran it. I was like, okay, that's good. Let's do it. So in my mind, she's like, okay, she said she's going to accept it. I'm like, okay, great. And this is like a new acquisition person.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, great, cool. Like, great. We got the first deal. It's only been 3 weeks. And then the next day I'm like, where's the contract? Like, where's the executed contract so I could wire the deposit? Oh, let me call. Oh, they went with somebody else. I'm like,
what's going on?
Yeah. I was like, dude, I just missed out on like a $30,000-$40,000 profit because instead of me being like, they said, we'll take it. Give me their phone number.
Let's go.
What's up? Here's my email. Send it. Okay. Right. When are we going to, oh, like, instead of me doing that, I was like, okay, she said, we're going to get it. We're good.
Yep.
And then stuff like that happens. And then again, bad leaders will be like, well, my sales team sucks.
Right.
My acquisition people aren't working hard. They don't have it. They're not whatever. When it's really your fault.
100%. You're the one that needs to take accountability.
Yep.
And dude, I've never been more involved in deals in the last 4 months than I am today. Mm-hmm. And we're making more money than ever. Nick has never been more involved in deals than he is today. And we're making more money.
Yeah.
Because we're realizing like, this is where we need to stay. This is our lane, right?
Yeah.
My buddy Eddie always says, stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Stop trying to go over. That's not, like you just said, that's not you.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? The other day when I was at the gym and we were talking, you said, oh, you're done chasing the guru world.
Yeah.
Dude, that hit me. That hit my ego so hard, bro.
Did it?
It did. And I don't know if you heard my voice, but it's what I needed to hear because when I hung up with you, I was like, he's fucking right. He's right.
Yeah.
I was chasing somebody that I'm not.
Yeah.
What am I doing? But I'd already realized that. It wasn't until you actually like voiced it that it really hit home. And I'm like, thank you, Davila. Thank you so much.
Really?
Bro. Thank you so much. Like I literally, it was good. I was with Spencer at the time and I looked over at him and I'm like, I needed that call.
Yeah.
And it was only for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Right. But I needed that. I needed to be called out on that shit.
Yeah.
And some of you guys need to be called out on it.
Yep.
Go back to work. Go back to cold calling. Go back to the things that Nick and I made more money when it was just him and I cold calling deals, bro.
Yeah.
Cold calling deals. We had our best, most profitable year ever when it was just him and I.